Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. Oh, it seems good to be again in the tower room of the air castle, where we meet each day with Clickety-Clack, Diggler Murphy, Happy Duck, Boppo, the little funny clown, and Yip, the little wooden dog, and President Pip, and Mr. And everyone. While we're waiting for them to gather here with us, and so that they may hear us and come upstairs perhaps a little sooner, shall we sing the song about the circus parade? Calliope. You can play it? I know you can. We heard you playing just a moment ago. Let's hear you play something on it. My, that's beautiful. Oh, that's lovely. Can you play anything else? Let's hear you play something else then. We enjoy that very much. He has a very beautiful little bandwagon here, or rather a little calliope, all painted different colors, and he's just pulling it around the room, and it plays a little tune. From the circus? From the clown circus. Well, I'm not sure that President Pip would cheer for that very much, so perhaps we'd better not play it too loudly. President Pip doesn't appreciate you. Doesn't even like to hear you sing? Oh, Boppo, I think he does. No? Well, you still love music, don't you? Somehow or other, Boppo thinks President Pip doesn't appreciate his music at all. Well, hello, President Pip.
Well, goodness me, Storyman. How did he do? What was all the commotion?
Well, Boppo was entertaining us, President Pip. He brought this little calliope up here because we were singing the song about the circus, and he tried to play a little tune on it. Oh, and it sounded very funny. And then he began to sing. But when he heard your footsteps, he was afraid to sing anymore.
Oh, well, goodness me, that's too bad. Bopo! 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 Come here to me. Hop. Bopo? Hop. Well, now I know where you are. Come on, Bopo. I have something to say to you. Bopo? Come here, I want to tell you something. Just something I want to tell you. How do you do, Bopo? Did you tell the story man that I don't like to hear you sing? Why, certainly. You didn't take me seriously when I said that the other day, did you? Well, I'm sorry, and I apologize. Go ahead and sing anytime you want to.
All right, Bopo. He feels much better now.
There you go.
Goodbye, Bopo. Figgity Clock will be here pretty soon. Just as we thought, and here he comes. Little, funny little happy wooden man.
Well, can you imagine Bopo saying that about me? Now, me, Aloysius Wimbledon, Washington, Lincoln, McPip, discouraging music? Why, my soul is full of music. Morning, night, and noon. I even love to hear the birds sing and often wonder why they don't work overtime. Some of them do. One bird works overtime near my window, and all he says is, or something like that. Of course, I wish he would have somebody relieve him once in a while, but I love nature, and even if they only go, I don't mind. That's the way they express themselves, and to him, that's beautiful music.
Hello, Piggity Clack. Oh, here they are. Diggler Murphy has gone over to the window and he's blowing a salute. I wonder why.
Well, we'll have to see him out there. What's the news? What's the excitement? What's all the excitement? Piggity Clack handed me a little note. See what it says. So you've been to Toyland. Well. Dear President Aloysius Wimbledon, Washington, Lincoln, McPip, Esquire, President of the Land of Make-Believe. Lady Marie will arrive at the air castle today.
Who is that, President Pip?
Lady Marie? Why, that's the Queen of the Dolls. A little doll, Queen of the Dolls. She's coming to the air castle. Oh, we'll have to get ready. Goodness me, Story Man, Piggity Clack, Bugler Murphy. Oh, let's go down to the reception hall and get it in readiness.
So Lady Marie is coming here to be our guest. How wonderful.
Oh, I should say so. Oh, just a minute. I'll see how she's going to arrive. Oh, wait a minute. We have to be someplace to meet her. Lady Marie will arrive on the toy boat, so be watching for her. All right. Oh, Piggity Clack, maybe you'd better... No, you'd better stay with us.
All right, President Pip. What do you want us to do?
Well, we'll go down to the reception hall. Bugler Murphy, you'd better round up the band and get them ready to be ready to play.
That's the way, Bugler Murphy. Oh, these little wooden men mind so well and respond to every order. We're very proud of them.
Goodness me, Bugle Murphy, that's the way. Now, here we are at the reception hall. See, we better take the coverings off of some of these old chairs. I always keep these canvas coverings over the chairs to keep them from getting dusty when we're not using the reception hall. All right. Now, let's see. Let's pull up the shades. Pull up the old... Sorry, man, will you help me pull up the shades, please?
Yes, indeed, President Pitt. Very happy to. Oh, isn't it nice when the light's in here? Oh, I should say, my.
Well, that's the way, goodness me. Oh, now we can see fine. Oh, let's put that seat in. Let's turn this big chair around here. Now, let's see, what else can we do? Oh, I'll tell you, where's Bopo? Bopo!
Oh, I'm afraid he's going back to Toyland again.
Maybe he went to meet him. Oh, he couldn't meet him. They're coming in the little boat, in the little toy boat. All right, I guess everything is all right. Piggity Clack, please run downstairs and tell Mr. to have refreshments ready for all of us. And Bugler Murphy, will you please? Where's Bugler Murphy?
I think he went to get the band together.
Well, Piggity Clack, then when you tell Mr. to get the refreshments ready, you go and invite all the different people from Happy Land and all the people from Toyland and people from Dreamland, and also don't forget to invite the, not all the elves, but some of them, you know, those good little elves, the ones that help. Don't invite the slippery elf. Whatever you do, we might have trouble.
Oh, that's fine.
Now, story man, I guess we better go out.
All right. The boat will be due almost any moment now, I guess.
Everything is fine. Certainly be glad to see Lady Marie. I've heard a lot about her. She's a very beautiful, beautiful doll. We'll see you in the kitchen. Well, Mr. Rock, did you get the message?
When is the big of this fat?
What did you say?
Make a sandwich, Jim.
Yes, and make some lemonade, pink lemonade, too. And be sure and get out the little peppermints. I think Lady Marie likes peppermints pretty well.
Oh, it takes a fine, a big, fine knife.
That's the way.
Ah, here we are now. That's fine, Mr. Ah, is it nice out here? Oh, just see. Right here. Not far to the lake. Here comes Clickety Clack. No doubt he's done everything you've asked him to.
Oh, if I'm not mistaken, here comes the boat. Oh, sorry, man. Here comes the little toy boat. Oh, and all the little toys. Oh, and here come people from all directions. They're all getting in, they're all gathering. And Bugler Murphy's arriving, too. Goodness me. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. Going to be wonderful. That's the way. Here they come. Goodness me. That's a stop. Oh, isn't that a cute little boat?
Oh, just see. There comes the toy boat. And, oh, ever so many little wooden soldiers on it. Oh, and there's Lady Marie, right at the front of it.
Oh, hooray! Come on, everybody, gather around. Don't get too close. Don't get in front of the president.
No, please don't get in front of President Pip. He's the one to welcome her. Here comes Bugler Murphy with his band. I think they're pulling up now. That's the way. Oh, can we help you there?
Well, just see them all. Oh, three rousing cheers for Lady Marie. Oh, there's Lady Marie, the cutest little doll you ever did see. Goodness me. Bugler Murphy, what about the band? Oh, what, do you have something new? Something new? Well, goodness me, you're funny. Here's Papa again.
How do you do, Lady Marie? Oh, we're so glad to see you.
Oh, see, all the little dolls came with her. They're so happy, and they're dancing, and they have little wreaths of flowers. Aren't they nice, though? Goodness me. Is she crying or what?
Oh, no, she's not crying. She's very happy. See the smile on her face?
Well, goodness me. See them dance? Allow me, Lady Marie, would you take my arm and let me escort you to the reception hall? Now, Lady Marie is singing to me.
I've never seen a happier little doll in all my life. No wonder Toyland is so happy to have her, our queen of all of the dolls. She is wearing a beautiful little lavender dress, all trimmed in lace and silver.
Well, come right in, Bugler Murphy. That was just fine. Come right into the reception hall, and you may sit at the very head of the room, and we would like to hear from you, Lady Marie, about some of your experiences as queen of the dolls. Just make yourself at home here. You are our guest.
Oh, President Pip, I think it's nearly time for the magic bells to ring. Yes, they are ringing, Lady Marie. And I'll have to go back to the land of every day. Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.